Simon Reish Tad Yivov Sif Beis. This is the halacha of Chamar Medino. We in Sif Aleph we skipped about women making havdalah and drinking from the havdalah. It's going to come up later at the end of the Simon. The Maisa, the Pesach and Mishnah Berurah. Whether a woman could, can't. How can they make havdalah if they're not allowed to drink? We'll see. That's the end of the Simon, Beis Hashem. But with regard to Chamar Medino, there's two different halachas. There's a kula and a chumra that come out with havdalah, as opposed to Kiddush, with regard to making Havdalah not on wine. There's a Chumrah Mitzad Echad, that even though we say with regard to the Sudas of Shabbos, if you don't have wine, then you could do it Lechatchil on Pas. There's no such possibility on Motzei Shabbos to do it on Pas. However, there's a Kula, and the Bir Lacha brings down that it's more kal with regard, even though there's machlekes, we're going to get the Chamar Medina with regard to Kiddush, if you could use Chamar Medina for Kiddush, with regard to Havdalah, it's a Gemara Mefureshes that you're allowed to use Chamar Medina. Therefore, though we're not allowed to use Pas, somebody that does not have wine, Masa Shabbos, or grape juice, then they cannot use Pas, but they could use Chamar Medina. The question is, what is Chamar Medina, and is there Chamar Medina Bizmaninu? That's a very good question. There's Machlekes Rishonim, what's considered Chamar Medina? Is Chamar Medina only if it's not shaykh to get wine? Or, even if it is shaykh to get wine, if rave of the drinking of that town is this type of drink, then that would be considered Chamar Medina even if you could get wine. Now, some of the Hayntik of Paiskim, or even before in the Chazon Ish, Kumdumani, said that Bechlal, the Metzias Bizmanin, was different than it was in the time of the Chazal, and even though it's very easy to get wine, nevertheless, that's not rave shdiyasenu, it's not wine. People don't drink wine like they did in the olden days. And therefore, even though you could get wine, it wouldn't be ma'akiv, even though there are shitas that hold that it's not shaykh Chamar Medina if you get wine, we wouldn't have that same klal bizmaninu. So the question is, do we have something else that's considered Chamar Medina? Now, what is Chamar Medina? The way Rav Moshe is magdar Chamar Medina in Chelek Beis Ayin Hei is he says that it's something that you don't drink because you're thirsty. You would drink it even, you could drink it if you're thirsty, but you would drink it even if you're not thirsty. Something that you honor somebody when they come, and if they say, oh, I'm not thirsty, then obviously that's not right, this type of drink. They come around at the end of a suit, at the, right on the plane, when they finish the meal. Tea, coffee, tea. That's not because they thought you're thirsty. They already gave you the water. But it's something that you're mechabed. You have a tea, you have a, you, it's something that you would offer a guest, even if they're not thirsty, you would still offer it to them. And if that's something that that's something that you're mechabed and that's something that people drink, that being the case, probably bizmanenu, the only thing that would fall under that is coffee, for the most part. Maybe offer somebody a shot of whiskey, but generally when somebody comes to your house, you wouldn't. Many people say it's not Chamar Medina because people don't drink it nowadays. People, there are special occasions, but it's not the regular drink. And Bechlal, the Mishnah Berurah Shita is that if you want to use whiskey, even though the Taz maybe says not that way, the Mishnah Berurah does not possibly the Taz, and he says if you want to use whiskey, you have to use Revias of whiskey. And therefore, you have to drink at least Rav, you have to, the minig is to drink a Revias for Havdalah. Now, if you can do that in a Kadesh Nias Revias, you're not bad. Most people can't. The only possibility, though, for Pashtas Lachari is coffee. Many places can say, why not tea? Ramesh has a tshuva about tea also. That's the truth. Ramesh has a tshuva about, in that tshuva, he talks about tea. He mentions tea and milk as two possibilities. Because milk you drink even also not when a person's thirsty, for health reasons a person drinks it. Ramesh is mitzad that possibly tea, even though it's 99.6% water, and water is certainly not considered Chamar Medina, he says he's mitzad, and he says, Chara, even so, it's something that, that you're mechabed people with, and then maybe it can be considered Chamar Medina. The question is, bizmaninu, if tea is that type of thing compared, is Rav Shtias probably the amount of coffee to tea drinking, I would presume, if you take a poll here, from the most two Englishmen. Yes, we know where you come from. But most people, I would think, that drink tea also drink coffee, while I don't think the opposite is true. No? Only people that drink tea are only tea drinkers. Tea no coffee? Tea no coffee? Possibly tea, Ramesh says that tea can possibly be a problem. Either way, with regard to tea and coffee, you just have to bear in mind that there's supposedly a memro, I don't know, from a lot of people I saw from the Brisker Road, that he said that coffee is considered Chamar Medina, but you have it's a catch 22 because it's only considered Chamar Medina when it's hot. When it's hot, then you can't drink it down fast. So you might want it to cool off. It's not Chamar Medina anymore. Well, people don't drink it when it cools off. Ice coffee. JFC, how are you?
Therefore, yesh la'ayin l'maisa b'diyavid could be said with pashtus that you could drink it in k'day achilas pras, which is 2 to 4 minutes, not k'day shliyas rabiyas. If a person is stuck l'maisa with regard to milk, the Aruch HaShulchan says, the Mishnah Berurah says, l'hedya, that you cannot use milk for havdalah. Nevertheless, Rav Moshe is mitzadi that even though b'shas hatzchak he does not want you to be saying on the Aruch HaShulchan who says you can use milk for kiddush, says b'diyavid you could use milk if your mamash stuck for havdalah, achura, tea. He's not sure there. Tea and, he goes back and forth. He says I can't be machriya which one is better to use. Both of them, it's the less of the two evils, tea or milk. Can't be lechera tea or milk is not lechatchila lechera. The Mishnah Berurah passes the mice that you shouldn't use it. So therefore, tea or coffee, lechera one to them if you're stuck. And if you're what's that? Beer in America, I wouldn't be so sure. I wouldn't be so sure. And orange juice also. Orange juice certainly not here in Eretz Yisrael. In America, maybe orange juice, fresh juices, chazanish was mitzadid that would be considered. It has nothing to do with thirst, but people don't drink it.